Are on the leading edge of industry trends. Callier & Thompson, next to Uncle Bill's on Manchester Road, just east of 141, can help you reclaim your space.
I'm glad we had this little talk. Now about your man cave.
But
call Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths for a free estimate. 636-391-9099. That's 636-391-9099. View their portfolio at CallierandThompson.com. For over 40 years, Metro Lighting has made a commitment of service to their customers and is proud to be locally owned and operated. Metro Lighting offers a one-year in-home product warranty on all lighting fixtures, lamps, and ceiling fans. So if something stops working, they'll repair it or replace it. Plus, Metro Lighting guarantees their prices against any competitor, including big box stores and the internet. Get the best selection on the highest quality lighting at the best price guaranteed at Metro Lighting. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you.
College students, busy parents, everybody needs easy and convenient ways to manage our money, individually as well as jointly. That's why American Eagle Credit Union offers smart solutions, free checking for students, including mobile banking. Check out ameaglecu.org to open up an account right now. And when you open your account, tell them McGraw sent you and you'll get two entries to win an iPad. ameaglecu.org. Join today and see for yourself.
Member eligibility and account approval required. Tablet offer valid through September 20th, 2013. No purchase necessary.
Pinions Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
air. And we're full of chick, and we think you'll get lots of
piping hot gravy from it.
Yeah, piping hot gravy. I know what that means. That's a sexual innuendo.
Yeah. Playhouse on the air.
Yeah, what kind of voice is that trying to do there? Down in the Mike Dick, the Chicago thing or something? Yeah. Welcome to the Playhouse. Well, good afternoon. Yeah. Welcome to the August 26th edition, yeah. I'm not going to keep doing this because I know it's driving me crazy. In fact, I'm driving myself crazy.
Sounds like Tony Clifton.
Yeah, a little bit of Tony. Yeah.
So, welcome to the August 26th edition of the Playhouse, brought to you by Schaefer. There's a C in there. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. Schaefer Auto Body Centers. Boy, does my son wish he'd been close to Schaefer when he had his last little fender bender. But he wasn't.
Hey!
So he had to settle out of town for less than Schaefer. Just makes you appreciate him even more. Let's go around the room and tell you who's in here at the control board. It's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are not getting enough financial advice from your current advisor, we would like you to call Mark and Jason and get a second opinion. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Daniel Levi Strauss in the house with his trouser mouth. Dan, how's it going?
It's going great. Hi, everybody.
PB Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
And Ratboy will not leave me alone, bugging me to death, because sitting right next to me from Pumpernickel's Deli is this terrific smoked Gouda. You know what it is, Ratboy?
Cheese.
That's right. Smoke. Come on over and get a piece.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
come
man.
On.
He's been drooling.
Come on. Okay. Now he's got a piece. He'll be fine. Give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Thank you so much. Bill Cleveland is on the way. We have been able to get our equipment kick-started and working. And put jumper cables on it. That's what we found out we had to do. We back a car up to the back of the station, run some jumper cables in, clamp them onto the phone system, boom, working again. So Bill will be right with us. Schaefer Auto Body Centers has 7 locations. And here's the thing. I'm serious when I say this. My son just had some horrible body work done on his vehicle. It's embarrassing. You know, when the hood is not centered and it's shifted to one side so you can look in one side and the crack is so wide you can see the battery posts, and he says to the guy, look, it's off center. And the guy says, well, it's not that much off center. That is not a good body shop. And if I'm serious, if you had it to do over, he'd have had the thing towed from Jeff City to St. Louis. Just have it done right. Because that's the only way Schaefer knows how to do it. Schaefer Auto Body Centers. 7 locations. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. Look, you have an accident. Somebody has to repair that thing. Somebody has to make it right. You're the person who has the right to decide who that somebody's going to be. So you tell your insurance company you want Schaefer. Schaefer Auto Body Centers. Now, Peon, I hear like a static, a fuzzy sound, and you killed it earlier. What is
it? Oh, that's the phone line.
Okay, so when it's up, but I haven't punched it.
Right, yeah.
I can hear this.
You want to hear it again?
What was that?
That was the static in the phone line.
Wow. You can hit Bill's introduction now. Because I'm not accustomed on AM to hearing any static.
No,
that's
it's a rarity.
It's foreign. It is a rarity. From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Lindquist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. The app is STL Taxi. That's STL Taxi. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Yeah.
Hello, is this thing on?
Yeah, hey. It's working now. We got it jump started.
All right. How are you? Happy Monday.
Well, happy Monday to you.
All right. Yeah, just so everybody knows, I tried to call like six times, so I don't...
That wasn't...
I cover for you.
So
I
they'll
told.
Know it's not Bill.
Yeah.
Just wanted to make sure I wasn't screwing up.
No.
Well, health officials revealed that criminals in British jails actually have a better diet than patients in British hospitals.
Mm.
Of course, both those groups are eating better than people in British restaurants.
That's true.
And Ben Affleck has been chosen to be the next Batman, and now who cares?
Oh.
Maybe the phone isn't working.
No, apparently a lot of people don't like that choice.
Yeah, or this joke. This Army Private Bradley Manning, you know who this guy is, right? Sentenced to 35 years in prison for leaking classified documents. Now says he wants to live as a woman, to which his future prison cellmate said, "You got it, baby." Oh, one more, and finally this afternoon. Boy, I hate to hear this. A California couple got into a fight resulting in the woman biting off half of her boyfriend's ear. Yeah, she said her biggest complaint was that he never listens. Maybe you should unplug those phones again. The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Bill.
See you guys.
There he goes. Not his fault, Bill Cleveland. The segment was his fault, but
right.
The technical problems weren't his fault. We have this thing that we've been running on the air, and quite frankly, I think maybe we need to sort of dial it back now. We've made the point about the Rick Perry thing, and maybe we'll start to be overdoing it if we're not careful. But what jumped out at me, our general manager, Mark Dorsey, I don't ever remember hearing his voice on the air. Do you?
No.
The guy runs the whole station, and I don't think the public ever heard his voice mm-mm. before. And I think a lot of people wonder, if somebody runs a radio station, do they need to have had a background as a broadcaster? Well, the answer will be quite clear when you hear his voice. What a beautiful, deep, rich voice. Play Mark Dorsey. Mm-hmm.
Hi, I'm Mark Dorsey, general manager of KTRS Radio.
How about that voice?
Oh, yeah.
How about that? When I heard it, I thought, we hired James Earl Jones. I thought it was James Earl Jones or maybe Sam Elliott.
James Earl Dorsey.
What a voice.
Yeah.
What a rich broadcaster's voice that guy. Play it again just real quick.
Hi, I'm Mark Dorsey, general manager of KTRS
Radio.
Wow,
you know what? That's the voice we kill for,
mm-hmm.
being on the air.
Oh, yeah.
Now, look, our job is to beat up and make fun of the people we work for. You do know that, okay?
Yeah.
What he did was a good thing, though. But we did it. We could dial it back a little. I've been thinking about this show and how to make it better. And I've been hearing another show, and I've come to the conclusion what we need is a giggler, a girl who giggles at everything. Just a suggestion.
Hmm.
Now that I've made other people here hate me, let's move on. I want to say hi and thank you again to Randy and Angie Keller and Don and Beth Bedard. We had dinner together at Annie Gunn's Thursday night for charity for Friends of Kids with Cancer, and Tom Sainert went out of his way to make sure that was a wonderful evening. And being with those people made it even better. They live over in Illinois, and man, did I luck out when I ended up having dinner, because they're strangers. I didn't know these two couples. And what's funny is I got an email from Randy, and he said something about my wife being so delightful. Sorry.
What?
Yeah, like a pleasure to be around. I told you that would happen.
She had the public.
She puts that, yeah, that other
the public persona.
The yeah. public persona. Yeah. Starbucks, as you probably know, is in the news recently because they allow people to carry their concealed weapons in there. And then there's a bunch of numbskulls that decided, well, we're gonna protest Starbucks and get a petition and tell them we don't want people to have concealed carry. I don't go to Starbucks. Now I'm going to go. Now I'm going to go in there and get something. Latte, mocha, loca, choca, chaka, laka, maca, or something.
Oh, those
just
are good.
To show, they are good. Just to show my support for a star. Let me see. How many people recently have been in Starbucks and just shot the place up? Oh, and none. That's right. None. Now, I have to take a moment to do this. It's not funny. It's serious, but I can't help it because nobody wants to do it. There are a couple of stories in the news that I don't understand how something like the Trayvon Martin thing gets mega publicity and attention when it was never really concluded that it was racist. But that, I'll leave that at that. Here we have a couple of situations where it's blatantly racist the other way around. And I think the attention drawn to it is pretty much over. I would like to see a trial coverage, ongoing coverage, as we did with the Zimmerman thing. And I'm talking particularly about the runner, the college baseball player who was running and was shot in the back as he was jogging by a black guy who had an accomplice and then a third accomplice, but the shooter was black. And the shooter also, folks, they retrieved his Facebook page and found that on his Facebook page he said something to the effect of, I hate white people and I'd like to kill a white person, and 90% of all white people are bad. I don't think there's any question that particular shooting was racist. And then this poor 88-year-old World War II veteran sitting in his car in front of an Eagles lodge, shot. All I'm saying is I hope we give as much attention to that sort of hate as we do other things. Saw a over the weekend I went into a little bait store at the lake, and it's a convenience store, but it's also a bait shop. And bait shops have, you know, they have minnows and they have artificial lures and jigs and stuff like that. And they have a crawdad basin, a bin for crawdads. And sometimes they have crawdads and sometimes they don't. They generally always have minnows. So I walked in there with, my bucket, and I asked the guy behind the counter, I said, do you have any crawdads? And he said, we sure don't. We don't have any crawdads. So I go over to the water tanks, and I look in there, and there's a whole bunch of crawdads in there. and there's a girl who I'd never seen in there before, so she's new and blonde. I got to throw that in. She was blonde. And I said, you have crawdads? She said, oh, yeah, we got plenty of crawdads. We have lots of crawdads. And I turned to the guy behind the counter. I said, there's a lot of crawdads in here. You said you didn't have any crawdads. He never responded. He just looked at me. Now, I told her, I said, I want a dozen crawdads. I'm not making this next part up. If I'm embellishing or exaggerating this, I want a bolt. I want a triple zigzag bolt of lightning, three lightning bolts simultaneously to strike me in the scrotum.
Wow.
I said, I'll take a dozen crawdads. And she took a net, and she's dipping them out, and she says, well, what are you going to do with these? And I said, what? She said, what are you going to do with them? And I said, what do you mean, what am I going to do? And she says, what are you going to do with crawdads? Are you going to use them for bait or something? And I said, yeah, this is a bait store.
You should have said
that. I think she just started there.
No, this is my dinner.
I think she just started there, and she honestly didn't know the crawdads were bait. But the one guy, what really killed me is the one guy. I mean, he didn't even blink. No, we do not have any crawdads. You know what? I think he's lazy, and he didn't want to walk around and bother to dip out and count the crawdads. Another example of just a lazy guy who didn't want to work. Unbelievable.
And he didn't think that you were going to walk around and see him?
Yeah, I guess not. I guess he thought I'd just turn around and walk out and take his word for it. Movie I discovered by accident over the weekend, a terrific movie for the whole family called Dreamer with Kurt Russell and Dakota Fanning from 2005. And I have to tell you something. I've never really paid a whole lot of attention to Dakota Fanning. What a fantastic little actress she is. And this is 05. This is 8 years ago or something. Wow, is she good in that. Dreamer, it's about a horse. And you know, it's pretty corny and sort of cheesy. But because that's right, Rad Boy. I mean, you kind of know what the outcome is going to be. And it's about a horse that was injured and broke its leg, and they saved it. And then they realize that it looks like it might be able to race again. And Dakota Fanning is the little girl who loves the horse. It's a great movie. It's just a great family movie called Dreamer. Now, I saw Mike Tyson on TV yesterday, and Mike Tyson has come out and said, did you see this?
Yes.
That he's been lying to everybody about being sober, that he's been drinking and doing drugs like every day.
I'm lying to everybody.
And I watched this guy, and I just thought, why is it that nobody has ever on TV or radio just come out and said the obvious and the truth? This guy is stupid.
Yeah.
Maybe they're afraid he'll beat him up. He is stupid. Would anybody disagree with that?
No.
He's one of the stupidest people. I don't care if he can fight. He's an idiot. His IQ can't be over 60 or 70.
I've been sober for 6 days now, and for me, that's like an eternity, 6 days. I've been lying to everybody. I'm
sounding more like Eddie Murphy doing.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, my goodness. Mike. And by the way, who cares? Mike Tyson.
Well, he could spell his daughter's name, though, when they asked about his daughter.
That is true, because we did interview him, and he was so proud of his daughter.
Yeah.
I didn't really understand what her name was, and I said, spell it for me. And here he did.
A-R-A-M-R-R-I-M.
No, that's not his daughter. That's not how you spell it. Miley Cyrus last night. Well, there's nothing more to say about her. She thinks she's the new Madonna or something, and maybe she is. I don't know. Boy, I tell you, I've said this before. I tried to watch some of that last night, and except for a couple of Justin Timberlake and got the NSYNC boys back together, I could kind of get into that and understood it. Outside, I was lost. I was just absolutely lost. Robin Thicke did some blurred lines. I got that, but I didn't watch more than 15 minutes of it. What else? Oh, this is something you got to dig deep to find, but I found it in USA Today, in today's paper, sort of buried. Listen to this. This Nadal Hassan, this major in our own army, who killed 13 people, born in Virginia, army psychiatrist, rose to the rank of major, is a terrorist. I don't care what the White House wants to call it, workplace violence. He's a terrorist. I never saw this anywhere till today. It says in this article by a guy, the reporter's name is Mark Stein, that Nadal Hassan is a recipient of the Pentagon's Global War on Terrorism Service Medal.
Oh. I'll take that away.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we're not going to take that away. We don't do that. We don't do that in the United States. We're not taking his pay, and we're not taking his medal for war on terrorism. Good night. The guy is a terrorist, for goodness sakes. And this is really fun, and it makes a lot of sense. Thank you, John, listener, for emailing me this. He said, here's a way to solve two of our country's biggest dilemmas. And here's how it'll work. He said, let's put all senior citizens in jail, and let's put all criminals in nursing homes. Now, listen to this. He says, if we put senior citizens in jail, they'll have access to showers, hobbies, and walks. They'll get unlimited free prescriptions, dental, and medical treatment. And again, this is putting all senior citizens in jail. They'll get wheelchairs. They'll get money for working in jail. They'll have constant video monitoring, so they'll get help instantly if they fall down and can't get up. Bedding will be washed twice a week. All clothing will be ironed and returned to them. A guardian would check on them every 20 minutes. All meals and snacks will be brought to them in jail. They'll have family visits in a special area built for that. And have access to the library, the weight and fitness room, spiritual counseling, a pool, education, free admission to in-house concerts by a recognized entertainer. You know how these entertainers go to prison? They put on shows.
Right.
They'll get simple clothing, shoes, slippers. Legal aid will be free upon request. There'll be private, secure rooms provided for all with an outdoor exercise yard complete with gardens. Each senior citizen in jail will have a personal computer, TV, phone, radio in the room at no cost. They'll get daily phone calls. There'll be a board of directors to hear any complaints. The ACLU will fight for their rights and their protection. Guardians would have a code of conduct to be strictly adhered to. Attorneys available at no charge to protect the senior citizens and their families from abuse or neglect. Criminals, on the other hand, would go into nursing homes where they'll get cold food. They'll be left alone and unsupervised, and they'll get showers only once a week. They'll have tiny little rooms, which they'll have to pay $5,000 a month for, and they have no hope of ever getting out.
There you go.
There it is. There's the answer. All old people go to jail. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Now, this is a long joke, and I don't know that it's actually Playhouse material, but a listener named Craig sent it to me, and it's border. It's on the fence. It's almost Playhouse worthy, but I'm going to throw it out here anyway, just because the content of the joke is so interesting, although the payoff, well, you'll be the judge. Redneck from way down south decides to go up north to Virginia. And he likes it so much he wants to stay, but he's got to find a job. So he goes into the international paper company office, and he fills out an application as an experienced log inspector. And it's his lucky day because they happen to be looking for just that, an experienced log inspector. But the foreman has to take him for a ride first into the forest to see how much he knows, about trees. So the foreman stops the truck on the side of the road, and he points to a tree. He says, "You see that tree over there?" He says, "I want you to tell me what species it is and how many board feet of lumber would come out of that tree." And this redneck kid says, "Well," he says, "that's a white pine, about 383 board feet of lumber in it." And the foreman is very impressed. So he moves the truck about a mile down the road. He stops. He points at another tree. Same question. And the redneck says, "Well, that's a bigger tree. That's a loblolly pine tree. Got about 456 clear board feet of wood in it." Foreman's blown away. He's blown away. Now, this kid's been really quick, got the answers right with no calculator, no reference, one more test. So they drive a little further down the road. The foreman stops. He points across the road. He says, "What about that one?" Redneck says, "Well, it's a white oak. 242 board feet at best." Now the foreman's actually starting to get ticked off that this kid is smarter than he is. I mean, honest to goodness, he's so good, it's starting to tick him off a little bit. So he's going to have a little fun with this redneck. He says, a little further down the road, he says, "Look at that tree right over there." He says, "I want you to get out, take this piece of chalk, and mark an X on the front of that tree." Now, the guy gets out with the chalk, and the foreman's thinking, "What an idiot. This is where I find out this guy's an idiot, front of the tree." So the redneck goes over to the tree. He walks around it, and then he puts a white X on the trunk of the tree, walks back to the foreman, hands him the chalk. He says, "That's the front of the tree right there." And the foreman says, "How the hell do you know that's the front of the tree?" And the redneck looks down at his feet and kind of rubs his toe of his foot and kind of cleans his boot off. He says, "Because somebody decided to take a dump behind it."
let's check traffic now and go airborne. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, we've got a few problems on Highway 70. If you're traveling eastbound just before Lindbergh, you've got an accident. It was blocking the right lane as I flew over it. They moved it off to the right shoulder. Traffic is slow, though, from the Earth City Expressway to Lindbergh. And then on the other side of the highway, on westbound 70, just after Lindbergh, you had an accident. That's off onto the right shoulder now involving a tractor trailer, but traffic is slow approaching Cypress. Now, if you continue eastbound on 70, you're going to be running slow east of Salisbury to about the Edward Jones Dome. On southbound 270 here, we're slowing from south of Highway 40 down through Doherty Ferry. Baseball traffic coming in, it looks like we're slow on eastbound 40 from approaching 141 up through Mason. Westbound 40 looks like it's slowing 270 out through Mason. You're going to find a little bit slow again as you get through Chesterfield Valley from about Long Road to the Boone Bridge. And eastbound 270, not too bad. You're slow east of McDonald as you round the bend towards Lindbergh, and then you're just a little heavy at New Florissant. This traffic report brought to you by Coca-Cola and the Walmart Deli. Get an effortless meal from Walmart with a 2-liter Coke, 29-ounce market-side rotisserie chicken, and a 2-pound potato salad for $10.50 or less. Tax, deposit, CRV not included. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Traffic.
Let me just give you an update on Manchester where that water main break is. Now they've only have a right lane.
It's out there all day long. And while other stations may ignore it in the middle of the day, we give you the traffic updates you need. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
The smartest way to do your homework is Heckman Lumber.
Fall means homework for homeowners. If your homework includes a new deck in your future, turn to the decking experts at Hackman Lumber. Hackman's is Missouri's largest dealer of in-stock decking, railing, lighting, and decking accessories. Hackman stocks treated lumber, cedar, TimberTech, Evergreen, Azek, Trex, and Fiberon. They have endless choices of railing systems and LED deck lighting that will make your backyard the envy of the neighborhood. Hackman's Decking Center is second to none. They can help plan your deck and answer all of your questions. Hackman's can also recommend reputable contractors to build that deck of your dreams. Hackman's will not be undersold on in-stock decking materials guaranteed. If you're thinking of a new deck, new grill, or new lawn furniture, Hackman's will save you time, money, and headaches. That's Hackman Lumber and Home Centers, located at 3030 South St. Peter's Parkway in St. Charles, 390 East Wood Street in Troy, and HackmanSTL.com.
The smartest way to do your homework is Hackman Lumber.
Don't believe what you've heard. Rates are still low and it's gotten easier to refinance.
Did you know that home prices have risen 12% in the past year? That means you have additional equity in your home.
At Golden Oak Lending, we'll show you how to use that equity with today's low rate of 3.25%.
Our licensed loan officers can help you get a cash out loan for a car, tuition, anything you need.
Sick of paying up to 22% interest on credit cards? You'll never catch up. Use your equity for a debt consolidation loan. Get a lower rate of 3.25 and pay off your debts. Call Golden Oak now. 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
Buying a new home? Get a lower rate from us. And you veterans, we have VA loans too.
Golden Oak Lending, join my blues.
NMLS 1149-37. 15-year fixed rate, APR 4.165. FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. 63146. Call 567-GOLD.
The best way to solve any problem is usually the simplest and most straightforward. After all, the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. That's why when your foundation starts cracking or sinking, you need PermaJack, the patented foundation stabilizing system. Steel piers are hydraulically driven to give your home a foundation it can stand on, a foundation that is solid as rock. PermaJack is the simple system. A small crew can install it in only a few days without major excavation or heavy equipment. PermaJack is the straightforward system. A small hole is dug next to your foundation wall, the PermaJack bracket is attached to the footing, a hydraulic pump forces a sturdy steel pier down into the earth as far as necessary, and the hole is refilled. PermaJack is the best system. Each pier is load tested under pressure to be certain your foundation is securely supported. There's no competition. Other systems just can't match the simplicity, reliability, and economy of PermaJack. The original PermaJack. Solid as rock.
Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553.
Hi folks, this is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. If you're like the rest of us, you got junk all over the house. I want to help you get rid of some of that clutter around the house. You know you've been wanting to, but just haven't had the time, energy, or muscles to get it done. Well, you need to call the helpful people at Pitch It and Forget It at 314-932-1100. Pitch It and Forget It is a residential commercial junk removal company. Their professional staff will come to your house at a scheduled time and remove the items no longer wanted, freeing up valuable space. Pitch and Forget It will remove old TVs, appliances, home remodeling waste, rugs, old couches, furniture from your attic, basement, garage, or anywhere in the house, and you don't have to lift a finger. Pitch and Forget It will even clean up after themselves. They're eco-friendly, recycling most items, so call Pitch It and Forget It at 314-932-1100. That's 314-932-1100, or visit their website at pitchit.us. That's pitchit.us. Don't forget, call Pitch It and Forget It, 314-932-1100.
This Thursday through Saturday is the Affordable Kitchens and Bath August Warehouse Sale.
I didn't know that.
Know what?
That Affordable Kitchens and Bath has warehouses on sale. Well, I know they have 10% off all scratch and dent appliances, all cabinets, even custom cabinets, plus tons of closeouts, 10% off 2-centimeter granite slabs, 5% off custom 3-centimeter granite and quartz kitchen countertops, 25% off in-stock granite and marble vanity tops with the purchase of an in-stock vanity cabinet, free garage deliveries on orders over $2,500 within a 25-mile radius of the store. Designers will be on hand, but I didn't know. You could buy warehouses on sale at Affordable Kitchens and Bath.
No, the warehouse isn't on sale. Just the contents of the warehouse are on sale this Thursday through Saturday.
I knew that.
And chickens have lips?
It's the August Warehouse Sale, where everything but the warehouse is on sale.
At Affordable Kitchens and Baths, 4600 South St. Peter's Parkway, between Kisker and Central School Road. For more information, call 636-441-1550.
But do you know where I can buy a warehouse?
Wix.com.
Hi. I used Wix.com to build a free website recently.
How is the site working for you?
Awesome. With my new website, business is booming. How cool is that?
Very cool.
It is very cool. Wix.com was the difference in making my biz successful. You have beautiful templates, and the drag-and-drop editor made the design and setup easy. My friend said, dude, nothing is totally free, but Wix is free, including hosting. I love you guys.
We love you too, sir.
Visit Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
Hi, I'm Ron Burdell with Burdell Remodeling. We have been serving the Collinsville and Metro East area for over 25 years. We specialize in kitchens, bathrooms, and basements. Whether you have your own design or you need a design, we can do the heavy lifting and turn your house into your dream home. When you're ready to remodel, trust your home with Burdell Remodeling. Call us at 618-345-8840 or visit us online at www.athomewithron.com. www.athomewithron.com.
Did you know that eye problems can impact learning and behavior? Have your child get an eye exam yearly. Find a doctor at thinkaboutyoureyes.com.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou. Tune in this Monday night from 6 to 9 for Mizzou Monday. Live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley and Jim Huer. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Dos Lunas Tequila. 100% Weber Blue Agave Tequila from the Jalisco Highlands in Mexico. And the Big 550 KTRS. We are our Mizzou.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine.
Yeah.
When you gonna let me get so?
If Carol's listening, Carol, I didn't get a chance to read your letter about your squirrel problem. We'll try to get to that tomorrow. Right now, we're going to go to Southern California, where I read that it rained where this man lives more than it's rained in 30 years. The biggest rain in a long, long time. We'll find out if that's true. His name is Mike Evans, and he's brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Put it this way. If you're going to remodel your kitchen or bath, make sure the name Price is in the company you're dealing with. That's all we ask. That's all we ask. ThompsonPrice.com. Here he is, drying out, Mike Evans.
Give it up.
That's right, homie. Take your care of my business.
So, is it true? Lots of rain, at least for where you are.
It did rain here off and on. Got a little heavy rain, but down in a place called Indio, it rained so bad the cars are actually floating down the streets.
Whoa,
man!
Heavy flooding, and they say it's going to rain for the next 3 days.
That's very unusual for
big rain coming in tomorrow.
All right.
which really is really upsetting because I need to play golf tomorrow.
Yeah, what if
I got to warm up before I I haven't been to Hawaii for 4 months. I got to go to Hawaii Friday.
This could cause you to literally not play golf for like 3 days in a row.
Exactly.
Wow.
And I'm not happy about it.
Sorry to hear about it.
Pacquiao's question, lots of celebrities are health nuts. Where Frank O'Pinion is one.
That's a good example right there.
But name the name of the biggest celebrity health nut, doesn't eat saturated fats, non-fats, no trans fats, no nitrates, no sugar, no red meat, no fried foods.
What a boring life.
Jennifer Garner.
Mm.
Kelly Osbourne.
Oh, no.
Justin Trouser Snake. Answer in a minute. Love Nuggets, Michael Jackson's 16-year-old son, Prince, is demanding that he be allowed to move out of the Jackson compound in Calabasas and move into his own place with his 17-year-old girlfriend, Kuwaiti Princess Rimi Alafa, who attended the same high school they've been dating over a year. Prince probably could afford it. Like most teenagers, he is given an allowance. Prince Jackson's weekly allowance is $16,500 a week.
Well, that's good. Nothing.
What's he take the trash out?
$16,000 a month is what he has to, 16-year-old has to live on.
Oh, wow.
That's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
It is sad, Franco.
Well, most 16-year-olds have their own place.
Oh, yeah. the family is fighting this thing tooth and nail. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Lily Tomlin.
She's a honey.
73 years old. Says it's been long enough. It's been long enough. She will marry her longtime partner, Jane Wagner. The two ladies have been living together 45 years.
What? Wow. She's gay?
45 years.
You just dropped a bomb on Peon.
Holy
he didn't realize Lily Tomlin was gay.
You didn't know that, Peon?
I did not.
He's kidding.
You know what? A lot of people didn't know that. This morning I was on the air. I can't tell you how many people go, oh, come on, she's not gay.
Well, that surprises me.
It surprises me, too.
Yeah.
She's never hidden it. All the Kardashians swear that Khloe and her husband Lamar's marriage is not in trouble. As Richard Nixon would say, oh, that's just plain poppycock.
It sounded just like him.
Wow.
Thank you very much. It all started with his crack cocaine addiction. He would do a lot of crack, start womanizing, not come home for several days. It's gotten a lot worse. He was MIA for the last 3 days. Finally came home around noon today at their home in Calabasas. And now the NBA says they're probably going to suspend him, too, or at least bring him in because of all this publicity. I guess he admits to doing drugs.
Remember that great joke about Roseanne Barr being stopped at the airport when she's going through the screening? They stopped her for having 50 pounds of crack.
Yeah.
Mike doesn't go for that.
Ruin.
No.
I don't go for that, Franco.
Ruin his report.
Oh.
TV News. Fran Drescher.
Front or back?
Nice voice.
Fran Drescher's show, happily divorced, canceled.
Oh.
Canceled.
Oh. See, they're laughing because Peon is so proud of himself because I said 50 pounds of crack found on Roseanne Barr. He said front or back. See, I don't go for that.
We don't go for that. Tell him, Franco.
You're ruining his report.
You're ruining my report.
That's sick.
Yeah, it is sick.
It is.
Randy Jackson is taking a huge pay cut to stay on American Idol as a mentor. And here's something that I'm sure nobody's heard. I heard music producer Dr. Luke will be the final American Idol judge with Jennifer Lopez and Keith Urban. His
what?
Name is Dr. Luke.
Oh, my goodness.
Who the heck is Dr.
Luke? Nobody knows.
No, nobody knows.
Boy, that's pretty sad.
He's a music guy.
Pretty sad.
Nobody's going to tune in to watch the judges anymore anyway.
No.
I mean, you know, they did brought in Nicki Minaj, who was just hideous.
Oh.
People would tune out not to look at her.
Yeah, they're done.
Odds and ends. Julia Roberts.
No.
Harry Arms.
Harry Armpits.
Nasty ass.
No, I don't know about that.
That's a nasty ass. You got the hair ass.
How do you know that?
She needs to do a little, take a little weed whacker that age.
How do you know that?
That's what I hear.
Okay.
Wow.
Julia Roberts was spotted on Malibu Beach Saturday wearing plaid hat, striped blouse, polka dot shorts, and wrapped in a flannel shawl. She looked like she was homeless or something. Madonna's daughter, Lourdes, wants to get a diamond and gold grill for her mouth like her mom has.
I think she should have it.
Well, Madonna says no, and I agree with Madonna, actually. There's no reason for both to look stupid.
No, and that Madonna knows how to raise children.
And she knows how to look stupid.
Yeah.
And finally.
Oh.
Sad day on a Monday, Franco.
Just as we were getting comfortable.
I know. Lots of celebrities are health nuts. Name the name of the biggest celebrity health nut. Doesn't eat saturated fats, trans fats, no nitrates, no sugar, no fried foods, no red meat. Jennifer Garner, Justin Timberlake, Kelly Osbourne.
Oh, man. Garner.
Jennifer Garner.
I'm going to reach way out there and do the Kelly Osbourne guess.
The answer is Jennifer Garner.
Ah.
Come on, baby!
Man.
How could you live like that?
Still on a roll. I know, it sounds miserable.
It does.
Yeah.
I'd rather die a little earlier.
I asked for extra nitrates.
Me too. More trans fat, please. The way I order. That was Mike Evans. Brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Remember that word, price? That's the key word. When you're looking for a company to do it right and you want to get your money's worth, ThompsonPrice.com. All right, let me talk to all of you who have knee problems and you think, maybe you've even been told, you are going to have knee surgery or knee replacement. Let me remind you that the folks at Associated Physicians Group, APGPain.com, have documentation of 5,000 people. 5,000 people that have come to them that said, I've been told I have to have knee surgery. 90% of those found they didn't have to have knee surgery. Their problems were taken care of through physical therapy and pain management at Associated Physicians Group. Now, wouldn't that be worth checking into if you could avoid that surgery? And it's not just knees. There are four main areas they deal in when it comes to relieving pain or restoring mobility are the knee, back, neck, and shoulder. But they see people with disc problems. That would be back, I guess. They see people with elbow pain and carpal tunnel and migraine headaches and all kinds of things that they basically walk in and go, hey, is there anything you can do to help me eliminate this pain? And then they go to work, putting some of the best physical therapists that you can find on your case. And their goal is the same as your goal. And that's to get rid of the pain. APG, I remember it by thinking of all pain gone. And if you can't remember APGPain.com, by the way, they have three offices, three clinics, O'Fallon, Illinois, Swansea, Illinois, and Edwardsville, Illinois. And if you have trouble remembering it to go check it out online, just go to frankopinion.com. Click on sponsors. They're alphabetical. There they are, right toward the top, if not at the top. APG. APGPain.com. Oh, and there's a seminar coming up, another one of these knee seminars. They pack them. And packing them means they don't want more than 40 or 50 people, and they get them because a lot of people, it's like every fourth person I meet has some knee issue. So stay tuned for more on that. APGPain.com.
Time for another look at traffic as we head airborne. Here's Tim Weiland.
And traffic coming in for baseball on eastbound 40 is really running slow. 141 through Mason, but you're heavy again from Spady all the way into Big Bend. Westbound 40, not that bad. It's just a little heavy around Hampton through McCausland, 270 through Mason, and then from Long Road to the Boone Bridge. A couple little slow pockets there. They've cleared that accident on eastbound 70 before Lindbergh. You're still thinning out between 270 and Lindbergh. Westbound 70 was just a bit heavy from Cypress through Lindbergh, where there was an earlier accident there also. Southbound 270, looks like we're slowing south of the Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry. Big Bend looks good, 141 looks great. Big Bend down through 44. Southbound 55, no delays there. And westbound 44, looks like you were just a little bit off the pace between Mirage and Bowles. And this traffic report is brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. When the heat will only beat your car if you let it. Firestone Complete Auto Care, keep your car running newer, longer. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
You're a piece of the puzzle at the St. Louis Art Fair in downtown Clayton, where all the pieces come together. Beginning Friday, September 6th through the 8th, meet 181 artists and shop their booths filled with 13 mediums, from paintings to jewelry, ceramics, and more. Plus, there'll be food and entertainment for the whole family. Stop by the KTRS Apple Vacations booth and register to win a three-night trip for two to Riu Palace Peninsula in Cancun, Mexico, including round-trip air, all meals and drinks from Apple Vacations, America's favorite vacation company, and the Big 550. For more on the St. Louis Art Fair, go to the events page at ktrs.com.
The same old food over and over the same.
These people are suffering from boringness dinneritis, a condition that develops from too many boring meals. What they need is Pantera's Pizza, the home of the hunk.
Hooray!
Original thick crusts, thin crusts, New York pan crusts, Pantera's famous sandwiches, and wings for the game that you can either carry out or have delivered by calling 314-781-1424.
314-781-1424.
End your suffering from boringness dinneritis at Pantera's Pizza on Manchester at Bellevue.
Miracle!
I'm hungry.
Looking to try a new local restaurant?
Yes, I am.
Search Kuna Foods' new dining website, bestrestaurantsinstlouis.com. That's bestrestaurantsinstlouis.com.
Thanks.
Save up to 30% on great camping and cycling gear and fall clothing. Go to REI Fall Season Sale, August 23rd through September 2nd.
I feel pretty good about what we did today. You guys feel okay about it?
Changing lives.
Yeah.
Thank you. Know what?
Changing
well
lives.
Said. Changing lives every day. 550, the people.
Yeah.
That's us.
I feel good.
It's not
I
saying
feel great.
It's changing into good or bad. It's just
changing. Yeah. You'll have to decide whether we ruined your life or enhanced your life, but we're going to do it again tomorrow, and we hope you'll be here as well. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Outside Yosemite National Park, what's called the Rim Fires burned 250 square miles. California Forestry Department Director Kim Pinlot says it's now in the top 20 largest fires in state history.
Very serious fire, but we've also got almost 3,700.